know, this is a blessing. I couldn't wait for today because when Mary first told me about the book of Ruth, I knew from that moment this is a move of the Holy Ghost.
I felt the same way, brother. I felt the same way. Praise the Lord, Lord of God.
By studying the Spirit.
Yeah. And I said, man, what better way to show the work of the Holy Spirit? To, you know, we've been dealing with the Holy Spirit.
That's right, exactly. That's true, brother.
And this, I just started smiling when she said, Ruth, that's the Holy Ghost. And I said, now, Brother Horton is going to be a blessing because he noticed stuff. I heard him talk about the Holy Spirit with the barley and the wheat harvest.
Yeah.
And I always wanted, I had a copy and the CD broke. And I said, man, I want that again, Lord. I don't know how. I said, I want that again. And now we're getting it. So,
amen.
You know, and this is what, I'm going to do it a little different than Brother Horton because I can't do what he's doing.
We need both.
Now
we need both.
That's yeah. True, brother. Praise the Lord.
I love it. I'm really enjoying this book. I'm learning so much. I learned a lot right then. This chapter 1, verse 1. I'm going to read down a little bit. It says, now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion. I hope I'm pronouncing them right.
That's close enough.
Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came to the country of Moab and continued there. Now watch this. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab, and the name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth, and they dwelled there about 10 years. Now I noticed that they married Moab women after their father died.
That's true.
And that's something I noticed. The Lord knows more than we can see. He may have prevented his sons. That's what it seems to suggest, that he may have prevented them from marrying women that were not of Israel. It doesn't plainly say that.
We don't know that, yeah. We don't know that.
I just kind of noticed that after he died, they married them. Now, people accept things a certain way, but the Holy Spirit knows the hearts. And there's a strategy here. We know that Ruth is going to be the grandmother of David.
Yeah.
And when the Lord put people together, we produce after our kind. With that being said, look at what Ruth does. Now, Orpah was named first, and the name of the other Ruth. So Orpah was, if Ruth was named after Orpah, that suggests either she got married to one of Naomi's sons first, or she was greater in character. But Ruth is the one that stayed. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. And right now I don't know which one was married to Ruth.
We do know.
You do?
It was Mahlon.
Mahlon.
Mahlon was married to Ruth, yeah.
Okay.
We find that out in chapter 4.
And so he was named first, but she was named second.
Yep.
And the Lord is, he always do things like this to help us, to give us information.
That's
with fewer words.
Very true.
Could have been just symbols or ages?
I don't, could be.
The first one was older than Ruth?
It's also possible that Chilion married Orpah first before Mahlon married Ruth. It's possible
that's
the order.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. In verse 6, and she rose with her daughters-in-law that she might return to the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab, how that the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said to her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that ye may be that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way. For I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye say for them, would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieves me much for your sakes that the Lord the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And this wasn't true. We know that this wasn't true, but she took it that way. Verse 14.
She had a good reason to take it away. Your husband died, your children died. I mean, come on.
It looked terrible.
She certainly felt that way.
I done something wrong here.
Also, now we need to remember that she wasn't the author of the book of Ruth. She's a speaker.
Yes.
Right. She's a speaker. So we take what she says at face value.
Yeah.
She wasn't the author. The author doesn't say that God dealt bitterly with her. Uh-uh. It says she said
that. That's true.
We know God didn't.
That's
but I'm
true.
Just saying she had
she
every
thought
reason
that. That's
to
true.
Think it.
That's right.
Because she, of what?
That's true.
And people do that even now.
That's right.
And they don't go by what they know of God.
Yeah.
God wouldn't have dealt with, that's not that kind of God.
Right.
Not serving that kind of God. Yeah. But she took it because of a circumstance.
She's looking
that's
at
exactly
the circumstance.
Right.
That had happened around her.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
It just seemed like his hand was against her in every way she
yep.
went.
Yeah,
you know?
Certainly did.
But his hand wasn't against her.
No.
He was trying to get her back in the right place.
Right.
That's true.
And I learned, never watch the circumstances. They don't tell the truth. Or they don't tell the whole truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because she didn't know, just like Job didn't know God spoke
true.
Great of it. She didn't know that her grandson, is that right, great-grandson or grandson?
What's that?
David.
David's her great-grandson.
Yeah, she didn't know her great-grandson would be one of the greatest
that's
kings
true.
Of Israel.
Could look that far.
Well, Naomi, that's her great-great-grandson.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And she didn't know that her great-great-grandson would be a king, one of the greatest kings of Israel.
Well, actually, Naomi was not in the line of succession. Actually, Naomi is not because it didn't come from Naomi.
No.
She's not a grandmother at all.
Right.
She was just a foster mother.
Yeah.
There you go.
But she didn't know
foster
what, she
mother.
Couldn't see the plan of God, what
that's
he was
true.
Putting together.
That's true.
And
let's keep.
Yeah,
keep
you're right. Stay with the scripture.
Yeah.
All right, verse 14. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. But Ruth clave unto her. Now, this is what I was trying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the, her eye was single. Her faith was in the Lord. She wanted to know the God of Israel. And this is the kind of faith that God can do great things with. Now, Orpah went back.
Yeah.
But Ruth clave to her mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Now, ministers use this in weddings. But this is her statement of faith. She couldn't see. She didn't know what was going to happen to her. She'd never been to Israel before, to my knowledge. And she was going to follow this woman, her mother-in-law, to a land that she would be a stranger in. and live there.
She broke the curse.
Yeah.
The Moabites.
Yeah.
When she left that land, she broke the curse. The curse, they had a curse on them. They couldn't enter in. I don't know. It was just the work of a God for Ruth to be able to go back with Naomi and get accepted.
Yeah.
That's true. That's one of the great mysteries of the book of Ruth, is how that was possible, because a Moabite was not supposed to enter into the congregation of the Lord up to the 10th generation.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
That was the law.
Yeah.
That's true.
Now the rabbis get around this by saying it says a Moabite, which is a man. It doesn't say the Moabite women.
Mm-hmm.
So that is true. The Hebrew says Moabite, which is male.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say that no Moabitess, which is female, shall enter in. So that leaves Ruth free to go, according to the rabbis. But I'm not sold on that entirely.
Yeah, because still they had.
That's right.
She was just
that's
different.
Right.
It's like race.
Yeah.
The race thing that we deal with.
Absolutely
today,
right.
You know? So it was quite difficult for her to enter.
This is a miraculous thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a miraculous thing.
It was a God thing.
It's a God thing.
It was a God thing.
This is a God thing.
Yes.
She wasn't
no
supposed
doubt
to be accepted.
And, that's true.
And
God thing.
Boaz wasn't supposed to have been looking at her, you know. And,
yeah.
But he saw something. He saw faith. Well, see, when there's faith in somebody's heart, that attracts the Holy Spirit.
But you know what attracted her to the people? So the way she took care of her mother-in-law.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
The way she took care of Naomi.
Yep. Yeah.
The people went, wow.
Karen.
She had enough. I mean, she wasn't frightened to come into this.
Yeah.
The
way
she took care of her
mother-in-law.
Integrity.
All right.
So that was love. That's a miracle.
Okay, we got to close out.
Integrity. The integrity of God and character is a great light. Everybody in the country noticed her actions. It just, the rumors of her just, they were good.
That's right.
And in life, she outlived many in her character. You know, you'll see some Christians are dedicated and some are very dedicated. And this is the kind of faith that if we live in, that's what moves mountains. Let's see, we'll pick up at 17 next week. Good Lord, I thank
you. You're going to have to wait for me, brother.
Yeah.
You're going to have to have a whole
thing.
You know what he's going to have to do? He's probably going to have to go back and
that's right.
You like you should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's fine. That's good. That's good.
Okay. Because we like how you're breaking it down.
Man, yeah.
Because the more you read it and see it, the more you understand what he's saying. So read
that's,
it.
That's true.
We go through it four times.
This is great.
And still on it. That's
this
fine.
This is wonderful.
Yeah. This is a Holy Ghost class.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I thank God for everybody here too. Even the input, people have made comments that it's just a work of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
With the Lord.
Yeah. We're gonna get to that book of the Holy Spirit. It's a certain way I want to
yeah.
attack it.
God put something in her heart.
But to be released. I'm still searching for a book. I think I came across one, but I'm still kind of like searching. So y'all be patient with me on that, please.
Oh, we will.
Amen.
Like Brother Bonnie and them said, it was God giving you Ruth.
It really was.
I thought the connection would be good.
You could feel it. You could feel it. Well, dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all of these classes on the Holy Spirit. I thank you for this book. Dear Lord, bless us to cover much ground and do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord.